You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Wilfred Bonny to score and Stoke to win was 100-30, now 9-2. And Salomon Rondon to score and West Brom to win was 19-5. It's now been enhanced to 5-1. Stoke are bottom. They've picked up just 1 point from their five fixtures so far. They've got a goal difference of minus 11. And West Brom, as we mentioned earlier, took advantage of West Ham last weekend. And I'd have given a huge price on West Brom scoring four goals in a game this season. Did it last week. I don't know about this fixture. Tom, have you got any idea?
Not really. I mean, you see Stoke are shipping goals, eight in the last two home matches. But then you think, I know West Brom scored four last week, but that's got to be a one-off. If I'm looking at both sides and I'm thinking, where are the problems, where are the issues this season? It's been quite consistent now for Stoke, conceding goals, conceding soft goals, set pieces. They look an absolute shambles at the back. And I think the absence of Jack Butland is a massive contributing factor to that. I look at West Brom and I think, all right, you know, they've struggled to score, but on the whole, they haven't given a huge amount away this year. I think if you were looking at a side to nick this, which is, I think, what it would be if either side win, I think you'd probably just edge towards West Brom, particularly at the prices. I don't know. The only thing that sticks out for me is probably West Brom draw no bet at 5-4, because I can probably see this ended up being a draw. But all is not right at Stoke. All is not right at West Brom. But the West Brom players have got to feel a little bit more confident than Stoke do. And I said it last week. When I'm seeing a team concede the amount of goals Stoke, there's something deep-rooted is really wrong at that club, really wrong in that team. So I can't be backing a team that's conceding the goals they conceded, even though they are playing against West Brom.
Is this our 0-0 this week, Derek? 8-1, 0-0.
Yeah, I don't even think there'll be that many goals. Under 1.5 is 21-10, and I'm on that. I mean, I know West Brom got four last week, but that was a one-off. I mean, they doubled their tally for the last four seasons, I think. That ain't going to happen again. Tony Pulis, the manager, will be happy if he keeps, you know, if he keeps a clean sheet. And at the moment, I think Stoke probably will as well. Something is definitely wrong at Stoke, obviously, because you're not going to get pulled. But the team that finished last in eighth, was it, or ninth, something like that, they shouldn't be getting the results to do. When I watched them last week, one thing that stuck out big time was about, they don't seem to be playing for each other. It seems to be a collection of individuals. And that's the big problem. I know that they're shipping goals, from cheap goals and set pieces, but they just don't look like a team. They really don't. And that's not an easy fix. That is not an easy fix. And you know, I think Mark Hughes has been backed to be the next manager to go. There's some stiff competition in that race, but I can understand why he's been backed, because he doesn't seem capable of getting this Stoke side playing like a team. So I have no idea who'll win the game. I'd avoid both sides like a barge pole, to be honest. If they were in other fixtures, under 1.5 looks a big price to me.
I tell you what, Mark Hughes is under a little bit of pressure, because he's pulled one of the oldest tricks in the book this week in his press conference by appearing with some stubble, just to make it appear like, one, I'm stressed out, two, I'm just so busy trying to sort this problem out, I don't have time to shave. And it's a classic managerial trick. You notice it whenever a manager's under pressure. The stubble, the designer stubble,
I'll
is always
that,
there.
Yeah, I'll watch.
Keep your eyes peeled for that.
I will do.
I think Francesco Guidolin, by the way, is the man that's going to go first. He's been really well backed. I've been looking for odds on the William Hill website. They're not available at the moment for some reason, but Guidolin was 11-1 on Monday, I think, and then he's been hammered in the market down to second favourite behind Mark Hughes, and I think he's going to be the first manager out.
Swansea normally have somebody lined up. They didn't actually when they brought in Guidolin. There was that long spell where Alan Curtis was in charge and they didn't really know what was going on. Normally in the past, they have had somebody lined up. So clearly Ryan Giggs must have been sounded out. And Giggs needs to take a job sooner. You know, if he thinks he's going to be a manager, you know, he's got to get a job. But then the interesting thing for Stoke is if they lose at the weekend, the pressure is right on Mark Hughes. And Where does Stoke go and get, you know, their next boss? That'll be interesting.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.